first halacha topic from Daf Lamed Vav revolves around the sugya of Korah, and it is the topic of those fruits. Fruits here we're not calling halachic fruits, but those products of the ground that grow like a tree but are eaten, what a bracha does one make? Particularly, there's something that's become very popular today that's called heart of palm. Heart of palm grows as a tree. And when the arms and the branches are cut off of the tree ultimately dies, and these branches are eaten and are called heart of palm. Another example of that is bamboo shoots. They are grown in a manner that's similar to the bamboo that's used for schach and a sukkah, but of course they're smaller, and many of you are familiar that they're inside of a salad. Question is, what bracha does one make on the heart of palms? Finally, we need to discuss as well what bracha is appropriate to sugarcane. Now, bamboo shoots and heart of palms were not discussed by the Rishonim. Sugarcane is, we will go to it last. We will first discuss the phenomenon of the heart of palm because it really emerges directly from our Gemara, Alamed Vav, Amud Aleph. When it came to Korah, Korah was on the Gemara, Alamed Vav, Amud Aleph, and that is the extension of a date tree. Its branches, which when they're soft, are eaten and later become hard. We have machlokis between Rabbi Yehuda and Shmuel, where the bracha is a shahakol or a borei pri ha'adama. As is clear from the concluding words of the Gemara, we paskin like Shmuel that says that it's a shahakol mia bidvaro, and the reason for it, the Gemara told us, the rationale of Shmuel was two distinct reasons. Number one, in the hava mina was hol v'sofa l'hakshos, it's going to eventually get hard, but note that the Gemara rejects that and says that a radish also eventually gets hard, and the Gemara concludes, because lo nati inchi adaita de Korah. People do not plant the date tree for the Korah to be eaten, but rather they plant it for the dates. V'chol hecha de lo nati inchi adaita de hachilom v'achino Allah, and that's why it's not going to get a borei pri adam. Now, heart of palms would also fall into that same category as well. If we would focus on the fact that it's going to become hard, both heart of palms and it could very well be bamboo shoots do get hard as well. For that reason, one would therefore argue that it falls into the category of shahakol mia bidvaro. However, in Sefer Vezos HaBracha, on page 298, they point out it's gufa tolui in the shaka v'tari of our Gemara. The Gemara rejected the rationale sofo lahakshos for Shmuel. For that reason, one would make a shakal as well on heart of palm and bamboo shoots. However, the Gemara ultimately said that the reason why we make a shakal on the Korah is because lo nati inchi adaita dehachi. People did not plant it for that purpose. Since people did not plant it for that purpose, the halacha is that only gets a shakal. However, the heart of palms are planted entirely for the fruit, which is cut off early. In such a case, the halacha would be that the heart of palms should get a borei pri ha'adama. However, there's another question that needs to be asked. If we're going to say that we view it as a fruit because of nati inchi adaita dehachi, then why does it get a borei pri ha'adama? It's a tree. If it's a tree, then in such a case, it should get a borei pri ha'eitz. Now, there are a few reasons that the Sefer Zos HaBracha says that you do not make a borei pri ha'eitz on the heart of palms. However, we will focus on one of them, and that is the opinion of the Be'er Halacha in Simen Reish Beis in Sif Tezvav in explaining the psak of the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch of why it is that someone who sucks on sugar cane makes a shahakol. The Mechaber writes on Simur Reish Bei Siftes Vav, Ala Sukkah Mevarach Shahakol, V'chein Hamotzeitz Kanim Mesukas, Mesukos Shahakol. And also someone who sucks on sugarcane, the bracha is a shahakol. Now that is a big machlokas Rishonim, see the tour over there, but this is how we paskin lahalacha. Says the Be'er Halacha, the position of the Rambam is that you do not make a bracha of bore pri ha'etz on something, even if it comes from a tree, if it's not also a pri, if its constitution is not as a fruit. If you're eating something that is really a branch, even if it's the primary purpose of that branch, like it is in sugarcane, you never give it the bracha of Borei Pri HaEitz. And that is the reason why the Rambam says it doesn't even Borei Pri HaAdama either, because it's not even a Pri HaAdama. When it comes to the heart of palms, so therefore, one of the reasons that the heart of palms, even though it grows on a tree, and it is, one could argue, the primary purpose of the tree, not the Inish Adaita Dahachi, nevertheless, if it is not a fruit, so then on the Guf HaGeza, on the trunk and the eighth itself, you do not make a bracha of borei pri ha'etz. Be'er Halacha brings a raya from another part of our daf, and that is that one does not make a bracha of borei pri ha'etz on the olive and the tmoros of the tzlaf, because they're not the primary fruit. If it's not the primary fruit in such a case, and it has to be a fruit, so then in such a case, the bracha is not going to be a borei pri ha'etz, and most will be a borei pri ha'adama. And in sugar cane, the bracha lahalacha is a shahakol, because at the end of the day, for the Rambam, it's not considered a fruit at all. In contrast to the heart of palms, or the bamboo shoots, so then in such a case, we view the heart of palms as product of the tree, even though it's not a pri, and therefore we'll get a borei pri adama. And when it comes to the sugar cane, it seems that the Rambam was mechadesh as a safek. The Beis Yosef accepts this, that it's even less than a fruit than when it comes to the kafrisin or the tamaros of the tzlaf, or even the heart of palms, and its bracha is going to be a shahakol. Our second topic, la'alocha, from Daf Lamed Vav, is the bracha on pits and seeds from fruits. On the top of Lamed Vav on the base, we had learned, the Gemara expressly had stated, that when it comes to the peels of fruits, as well as the pits of fruits, they are chayiv in the halacha of Arla. Taisus on the top of Lamed Vav on the base says that for that reason also, the bracha on pits as well and seeds would be a borei pri ha'etz. The Rajba disagrees. The Rajba says that this Zeres HaKosov applies specifically to tell us that even though it's not a fruit, it's chayiv in Arla, but did not mean to go so far as to say that the bracha should be a borei pri ha'etz. In Simen Reish Beis, Siv Gimel, the Mechaber paskins like Tosas. Garine peros, im hem mesukim, if they are sweet, mevarech aleim borei pri ha'etz. Then the bracha is ha'etz. Vim hem marim, but if they're bitter, einam mevarech aleim klal, then they don't get a bracha. Vim miskan al yedea ar, mevarech aleim shakol, nia bedvaro. And if it is improved by adding something to it and by cooking them, then the bracha is going to be a shakol. So the Mechaber rules that a garin, a pit, or for that matter, we could also discuss sunflower seeds, which are edible without being miskan al yideha, or get its original bracha. It happens to be sunflower seeds don't grow from a tree, and therefore it gets a borei pri adama, but it does not get a borei pri eitz, but gets a borei pri ha'adama. The Mechaber, of course, is paskening like Tosfos, who says that it retains its original bracha. However, it should be noted that the Mishnah Berurah quotes that there are many who hold, like the position that we said in the name of the Rashba, and they are the Evin HaOzer, the Pri Chodosh, the Panim Meiros. And the Lashon of the Mishnah Berurah is, V'harbe Achronim Cholkim Al Zeh, U'svira Leitein Mvarach Bar Pri Eitz, the law of the Kipri Gufa, V'ein Mvarach Alem Ela Bar Pri Adama, V'chein Haskamas Hagra. V'im Birech Bar Pri Eitz, Yatsa B'dievet. It seems like the Mishnah Berurah is leaning a little bit to the direction of the Gra and others, that the Bracha should be a Borei Pri Adama as opposed to a Borei Pri Eitz, and it's really the Machlokis between our Tosos and the Rashba. However, there is a very important point that could be missed, that everybody agrees, and could be misunderstood when simply reading the Lashon of the Mechaber and the Mishnah Berurah over here. The Piskei Tshuvas deserves a lot of credit, that the whole discussion over here is when we have something that is tafel to the pri, and that is that you have the seeds, that the Rashba says that even if it's chayv in orla, since it's not the ikar fruit, then in such a case, the bracha would be a borei pri ha'adama and not a borei pri ha'etz. What happens if it is grown, the fruits are grown, particularly in order to cultivate the seeds? For example, watermelon seeds. Say Piskei Tshuvas claims that that type of seed is actually primarily planted for the actual seed itself. In such a case, everybody would agree that it gets the primary bracha of the fruit. And that emerges from the Be'er Halach and Dibra Maskel Gar'ine Peros as well. The only time we would say that it doesn't get its original bracha, in other words, the bracha of the fruit that it's in, is if it's secondary, as in the opinion of the Rashba and the Gra. It is interesting to note that there is a third sheet out there that doesn't emerge when reading the Mishnah Berurah. It's quoted by the Piskei Tshuvas and is advanced very strongly in a Sefer Shashua Ephraim by a Rav here in Ramat Beit Shemesh, Rav Ephraim Kirshenbaum, as well as a Rosh Kolel and a Shatorah, where he argues that the bracha should actually be a shahako, according to many Rishonim, clearly against the Tosos. However, that shita should be studied as well. It seems that the middle position of the Mishnah Berurah is the standard one, but those who follow the Mechaber as well will not be mazik. And what emerges is that seeds, according to Mechaber, get ha'etz. According to Rashba and the Gra, they get ha'adama. Even the Rashba and the Gra would agree that if it was planted, the fruit was planted primarily for its seeds or peel, in such a case, then it would get the original bracha. And there is this minority opinion out there who says that the bracha is going to be shahakol. Be'ezer Hashem, we conclude the halacha section on Daf Lamed Vav.